For this measure to come to fruition, it's going to take years. We have to do a financial market assessment, number one. And that has to be reported to the chair of the Purse Committee, the Senate, as well as the Assembly. Plus, to give you an idea, they have to come back to us. The language is drafted. And ask for appropriation in the future when the economy gets better and say we need up startup costs for the market analysis. We started that with the so-called Charlotte Scholarship Program in the state of California. They asked for a loan of $1.5 million. I wasn't here at the time, but it was granted. They paid back that loan for the startup costs for the 529 Scholarship Program for the state of California. They paid it back at a 5% interest rate. The taxpayers got back. And today, that loan, or I should say that fund, is worth $4.5 billion. Not bad. $1.5 million appropriation from the state legislative body, and you get back $4.5 billion in terms of value for middle-class kids so they can invest in their futures, their children's college. It's not a bad return right there. Also, too, and I'm not going to get into complexities of ERISA, the Employee Retirement Individual Security Act of 1974, but I want to thank, you know, Bruce Wolk, the dean, former dean of UC Davis Law School, also law professor emeritus, because he is one of the foremost national experts on ERISA. And he helped educate me, as well as my staff, to the complexities of the very arcane federal law. This is good policy, colleagues. And as we move forward, it is a work in progress. We will work, continuously work with the small business folks to work out the mechanical details. This is a good idea for those individuals who never get a piece of the American pie in the United States and in California. With that, Madam President, as well as colleagues, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
All debate having ceased, the Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist? Aye. Anderson? No. Berryhill? Blakeslee? No. Calderon? Aye. Cannella? No. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. De Leon? Aye. DeSaunier? Aye. Dutton? No. Emerson? No. Evans? Aye. Fuller? No. Gaines? No. Hancock? Aye. Harmon? No. Hernandez? Aye. Huff? No. Kehoe? Aye. LaMalfa? No. Leno? Ted Lieu? Aye. Carol Lieu? Lowenthal? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Rubio? Runner? Simonian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? Vargas? Aye. Walters? No. Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? No. Yee? Yee. Aye.
Call the absent members.
Berryhill? No. Leno? Aye. Carol Lieu? Rubio? Aye. Runner, Smidian, Strickland.
Call the absent members.
Carol Lieu, Runner, Smidian, Strickland.
Ayes 23, noes 13. The measure passes. Members, that's the last file we're going to take up today. I'm going to go to Senator Harmon, and we still have two bills on call. We'll take those up immediately after Senator Harmon under privileges of the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President, for purposes of introduction. Members, you may recall earlier this morning I mentioned my son who lives in Seattle, Washington, had called to wish me a happy birthday, and 5 minutes ago he walked onto the floor, much to my surprise. My son, Mike Harmon, please welcome him.
Welcome, Mr. Harmon. You made your father's birthday. You made it. Members, we have two bills on call, and then we'll go to Senator Steinberg to hear about the schedule for the rest of the day and tomorrow. And we have the consent calendar. Two bills on call, file item 95 by Senator Pavley. File item 95. And the secretary will call the absent members.
Padilla. Price. Runner. Strickland. Vargas.
Call the absent members.
Padilla, Price, Runner, Strickland, Vargas.
Senator Pavley replaces the call briefly. We'll go to file item 35 by Senator Yee. File item 35 by Senator Yee. The secretary will call the absent members.
Berryhill. Calderon. Canella. De Leon. Aye. Huff. Rubio. Runner. Smidian. Strickland. Vargas. Wright.
Call the absent members.
Negrete McLeod, no to aye.
Ayes 21, noes 9. Measure passes. Oh, beg your pardon. I misspoke. Ayes 21, noes 9 will grant reconsideration. Measure fails and will grant reconsideration. Ayes 37, noes 0. Beg your pardon. We'll return to file item 95 by Senator Pavley. File item 95. We'll lift the call. Secretary will call the absent members.
Padilla, Price, Runner, Strickland, Vargas.
Ayes 17, noes 18, measure fails. Reconsideration is granted. Ayes 37, noes 0. Senator Steinberg, you want to do the consent calendar first? All right, well, one more. Beg your pardon. We will take up the consent calendar. That's file item 140. The secretary will read.
Assembly Bill 1743 by Assemblymember Campos, an act relating to student athletes.
This is the consent calendar, members. Any objection to a unanimous roll call? Any objection? Then that is ayes 37, noes 0. The consent calendar is passed. Now, Senator Steinberg.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Let me thank the members again for their hard work and their patience. I want to thank the staff. So I want to especially thank the desk staff for another good, long, effective day. The sergeants, of course. Good job. So here's the good news. We started the day with 91 bills on the file. Maybe off one or two here, but I believe we completed 53, which leaves us with 38 bills tomorrow. The plan will be to reconvene at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and work through, including the noon hour, and endeavor to get done by the late afternoon at the very latest, early tomorrow evening, and wrap up the House of Origin deadline sessions. So we'll reconvene at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Democratic Caucus right now in the Maddie Lounge. Thank you.
Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge, and the Senate's adjourned.